and it's time to catch up with the art resident here at the station, Willie Russo, and see what she's been up to this year and what her favourite exhibitions have been. Willie, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, Sean, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I can't wait to hear your top list of exhibitions that you have seen this year.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's a big list. I had to narrow it down.
Yeah. Should we break it down to your top three?
Okay. So my top three for the year. Well, first of all, let me tell you the criteria of which I kind of gauged this top three.
Okay.
So I thought about, okay, because I've probably seen over 100 exhibitions in Sydney this year. We haven't profiled all of them on Art About Town, but we've profiled a few. And when I was thinking back about how do I figure out what are the top three, the things I was measuring it on were, obviously there has to be a skill level that the artist has. And then secondly, I wanted something with wide appeal, and that was something that would engage a large audience, but then something that wasn't like super daunting or like intimidating. So they were kind of the measures for picking my top three artworks.
Okay.
Or exhibitions for the year. And so number three was Art Express at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, where all the HSC students submit work.
Yeah, that one
work.
Is a good one.
Yeah, it's in February, so it will be coming up in a couple months' time. But I really, there was just some amazing drawing and paintings in there that I was like, I cannot believe that like 17 and 18-year-olds are creating this work. So that was number three.
Yeah, and it kind of gets you super excited for the future of the art world, right?
Right. I mean, if that's what they're creating now, imagine when they've got either the capacity or like the time to be working full time on their artwork. The future of Australian art is very bright every time I look at the Art Express exhibitions.
That is so good to hear. What's the second exhibition of the year?
Second? Well, it wasn't really an exhibition, but it was like a wall mural in a public space, and it was Richard Briggs' Marrickville Metro, because it just was such a lovely bringing together of a community, and the way he went about creating that artwork. He had this little cart that he took around Marrickville, and he got everyone to put on there, just people in the community, their favorite streets and spots in Marrickville. And then he drew this really beautiful line mural outside the Marrickville Metro kind of shopping center.
Yeah, I have seen that. And we did kind of feature it on Art About Town earlier in the year too. So if people haven't heard that, they can listen back to it.
Yeah, they absolutely can. They absolutely can. And then number one. Number one for the year.
I'm nervous about this. What could it be?
Number one for the year was a very special exhibition. And the reason I chose this one is because it is actually just all about whether or not you like the art and whether or not you purchase it. So it's the Incognito Art Show. Which is that charity exhibition for Studio A, put together by Dave and Ed Liston and these wonderful brothers and a whole group of other artists like Laura Jones. They all get involved, and the profits that are raised go to Studio A. But do you remember this one?
I remember you pay like a flat rate for an artwork and you don't know who did it. It could be a school student or it could be a professional, well-renowned artist.
Yes, that's exactly it. So it's like all the works are the same size. There's no name on the front. You just literally, there are walls and walls of beautiful artwork. It's all $100. You don't know whether you're buying like Black Douglas, who's an Archibald winning artist, or the kid next door who just happens to be really good at putting colours together. So that takes out my number one art exhibition for 2022.
Oh, cool. I thought it was going to be what was that one that they did recently at the early in the year? It was all around the city. It was like a big exhibition. I don't know, something.
Oh, Sydney Contemporary?
Yeah, no. I thought it was going to be that one.
Oh, no. It's definitely Incognito, because Incognito is like, It's $100. You're really just buying artwork because you like the art, not because it's a specific artist. And all the profits go to Studio A, so that's just like a win-win-win for me.
Cool. And Willie, just before I let you go, I want to ask you about what's next year looking like? What's the future of Art About Town? Do you have anything exciting planned?
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I do. I do. Art About Town will be back. It will be back next week. And we, again, will be looking at Sydney exhibitions. But it will probably be, I will try and do a mix of, grassroots entry-level art exhibitions and then some of your big major shows like at the MCA or the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Oh, cool. Well, it sounds all super exciting. And I want to thank you so much, Willie, for coming on to SER Brekkie this morning. And I can't wait to be chatting to you next week in the new year.
Thanks, Sean. Happy New Year.